agenda. We are duly reorganized for another year.
I do have a couple additional business, if I may.
You may.
And with heartfelt sorrow, I would announce that Ernest McGee, one of the first Planning and Zoning Commission members, passed away this week.
Oh.
Really?
And he was 93. He was with the commission from September 14th of 67 until June 30th of 75.
Good darn. Nice man, too.
Yeah, he was. Excellent man. And he worked on, had with the commission before, actually 67, but before the zoning started.
Mm-hmm.
Started October 15th, 68. And he worked on it through 75. With him and Mr. Allen and Charlie Mills as three of the five characters, and they were all somewhat characters back then, it was somewhat entertaining to work with Mr. McGee, especially, and y'all knew Mr. Allen, you knew what kind of character he was. They would go tooth and nail at each other, and it was all in fun. So it was a joy working with them. The only other thing I would like to add is that we do have a special meeting scheduled for next Wednesday at 3 for the purpose of discussing sidewalks and the community viz project that Mr. Burton recommended the commission see. Ed Lewandowski and Brian Hall from the Allstate Plan, Ed from the university, and then Brian Hall from the Allstate Plan Coordination are going to do that presentation.
Right, and this is a regularly, I mean, it's a special meeting, but it's a public meeting. If anyone from the public wants to come and observe the proceedings, they're certainly welcome to come see the presentation with us.
Yeah, it's a presentation for the purpose of understanding how the community viz project works. It's kind of interesting. It's basically take a 100-acre grid and do the county or a certain area. It could be a smaller area around a community or whatever, and try to see how it should be, what kind of thinking everybody's got on how it should be zoned and what could be changed. It'll work good on and community projects like what we considered with the land use plan back in before 08 even, like the Village of Harbison or something of that nature. You can't just pick that little spot. You've got to spread it out and see how it would be impacted by some kind of group. So it's kind of interesting. Saw it at the one of the SCAT meetings a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked on it before, but the first time we saw it, we had to use little tiles and all these little squares you're passing around. Now they can do it on a computer.
Hmm.
And it's quick and interesting. Still is. And one thing I will note on that too, on the special meeting, it will be here in chambers. Again, it's at 3 o'clock on the 18th, to Wednesday. We have to be in and out before 6 because there's a meeting scheduled for 6 o'clock on someone that's got permission to use the facility. So we will have to be out before 6 or by 5:30 at the least.
I would suspect that that won't be too difficult.
I don't think it will be. I can't imagine the sidewalk discussion going at any great length. Just a matter of trying to get us all on the same page, and if we need to make some amendments to code, it'll come out of that meeting, I believe. And then we could prepare ordinances for introduction for public hearings. And the other issue to community is probably 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably all it'll take.
Okay.
We could always invite him back again for more.
All right. Sounds like we should be out here by 4:30 or so.
Would there be public comment at that meeting or no?
No, there's really no public comment, but certainly anyone who wishes to come observe is more than welcome to do so, and I would encourage him, actually. I mean, that's supposed to be a pretty neat thing. Anyone else? Yes,
yep.
Sir.
Speaking of permission, I'd like to hand this down to Mr. Lank. This is a copy of an article that appeared in the Cape Gazette Friday, July the 6th, about a business opening, and they've not come before us for their public hearing yet. So perhaps these Cape Gazette reporters have a crystal ball. And
it's advertising to be scheduled in a few weeks.
Yeah. Yes, 26th, I think.
Yeah, we're aware of that one.
Yeah.
Mm. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Since one of my fellow commissioners is not traveling as much and is not going to be missing as many meetings, I just want to put the commission know that I will not be here on July 26th or August the 9th.
Or August the 9th.
I'm trying to beat my fellow commissioner's previous record of missing meetings.
Mm.
You say July 26th and August 9th?
Correct. July 26th and August the 9th. Both those dates I'll be out of state.
Do we have recall? Do we have recall powers here?
Is your absence for business or pleasure?
Actually, Delaware is not a recall state. You can't recall it. Isn't that something? Just a little tidbit I thought I'd share.
Thank you.
Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Congratulations to the newly re-elected vice chairman and chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor to serve.